Praise God. All right, take your seat briefly. Briefly. So, it's just a brief exhortation. And it is important that you know that God is a healer. Maybe we could employ modern day terminologies and to say physician, maybe that's not so modern, we can say doctor. Okay? And is one who heals sick bodies. Of course, is an all-powerful God. And therefore, he heals by his power. He's not a man. He's the Almighty God. He created all things. And whatever he wishes to do in terms of driving sickness out of sick bodies, he does. Healing sicknesses and diseases are nothing before God. God does not prepare to heal the sick. God does not need to pray. I mean, firstly, we can first ask, who is he praying to? But I mean, speaking as a man, just so that we can understand, God does not need to pray to heal the sick. God does not require any extra effort. God does not need to do anything special before he's able to heal the sick. So we must recognize and see God as a healing God. Hallelujah. The same way he is a forgiving God, that's the way he is a healing God. God is a healer. He's been a healer. He is a healer. And he always will be. Hallelujah. In Exodus chapter 15, Exodus 15 and 26. Exodus 15 and 26. And said, if thou would diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and would do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. The word Lord there is the word Jehovah, the eternal one. I am Jehovah. I am the eternal one that healeth thee. I am the one who heals. That is what God said to Israel. I am the one who heals. I am the one who heals. Exodus 23, verse 25 to 26. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take away sickness, or take sickness away from the midst of thee. Hallelujah. And there shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in thy land, and the number of thy days I will fulfill. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Deuteronomy 7 and verse 15. Deuteronomy 7 and 15. Deuteronomy 7 and 15. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness. Hallelujah. All sickness. And will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee. Amen. In other words, God will preserve you. God will not allow sickness to abide, to tabernacle in your body. He will take away all. He'll take away all. So in Exodus 15 and 26, God introduced himself as the one who heals, the eternal one that heals, Jehovah that heals, Jehovah that heals. Hallelujah. Jehovah that heals, Jehovah that heals, Jehovah that heals, the eternal one that heals, the Lord that heals, the Lord that takes away sickness, the Lord that prevents sickness. That's our God. That's who he is. Psalm 103. Psalm 103 from verse 1. Psalm 103 from verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Verse 3. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Hallelujah. How many diseases does he heal? All. Amen. Who redeemed thy life from destruction? Who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Hallelujah. Who redeemed thy life from destruction? Destruction. Amen. So there can be sickness in a body, and medically it has been said that this is terminal. This is incurable. This will lead to death. But God redeems, praise God. Hallelujah. He can cause a turnaround. That's who he is. They've called it cancer, but he can make a reverse, a U-turn. He healed all thy diseases. He redeemed thy life from destruction. He redeemed thy life from destruction. He redeemed thy life from destruction. So he's a healing God and he's always willing. Matthew 8. Look at what Jesus said to a man. Matthew 8. From verse 1, when he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. If you are willing. Amen? That was the question. If you are willing, you can make me clean. If you want to heal me, then you can go ahead and heal me. That's what he said. Verse 3. Jesus put forth his hand and touched him. That's something you shouldn't do under the law. That's something that shouldn't be done. A leper shouldn't be touched. When you touch a leper, you that touched him becomes unclean. And that was part of the question when the leper was asking. No one touched them. Healing happens a lot by touch. If you are willing, you can make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand, praise God, and touched him. That was against the order of the day then, to show how willing he is. That was against the order of the day. He put forth his hand and touched him. And touched him. And my God, see what he said. I will. I will. Hallelujah. I'm willing. I'm willing. I'm willing. I will always be willing. I'm willing to heal you. I'm willing to cleanse you. I'm willing to touch you. I'm willing to make you whole. I'm willing. That's what Jesus said. I'm willing. I'm willing. In Mark 1:41, the same thing. I will. In Luke 5:13, I will. I will. He's still answering that question today. He's still willing today. I will. I will. I will. I will. In Luke 5:17, Jesus was teaching. The doctors of the law, the Pharisees, were present. And the power of God was present to heal. to show how willing God is. We're not told what he was teaching about, whether it was healing or forgiveness of sins or love walk. But the power of God was present. Hallelujah. Praise God. The power of God was present. Amen. The power of God was present. I mean, you can look at it from the perspective of maybe a seminar or a meeting. This is what they wanted to teach about or talk about. And then by the side, they prepared something. Something was waiting. Something was on standby. Hallelujah. The power of God was present. The power of God was present to heal. The power of God was present to heal. The power of God was present to heal. Now, when it comes to healing, two things are important. Healing power and faith. Healing power and faith. Healing power and faith. Now, it is not that God's power has many departments in terms of different labelings, that this power can be present and another power can be present. So imagine in Luke 5:17, what was Luke trying to say? Luke was saying God's power was present and God was willing to heal. Praise God. Amen. So healing power is God's power. Amen. God's power is healing power. So the power that ministers to our material needs, that ministers to our spiritual growth, the power that ministers and imparts to us spiritual things that will be established, that same power is able to drive away sickness. Hallelujah. That same power. That same power. Amen, amen. Amen. That same power. That same power. There's someone watching me online now. You are with child. I heard this before the meeting, and it keeps coming to my mind. You are with child. The power of God is on you right now, and you are being healed. There's something that is of concern and of fear. The power of God is touching you right now, and you are being healed. You are being healed. You are being healed. You are being healed. Amen. So faith and power. Now, who does power belong to? God. So who's responsible for healing power? God. Now, faith is man's conviction, persuasion, assurance in what God has to offer. So, when it comes to healing, it's a collaboration of two parties. God provides healing power. Man receives healing power by faith. And you don't need some different level kind of faith. All the faith you need is to agree that the power of God is present, God is willing, and I will be healed. That's all. I mean, if you can say that and you are convinced about it, saying it, that's enough faith. That's all God needs. So in healing, God does not override our will. We accept it. Amen. God does not override our will. We accept it. We welcome it. We welcome it. We welcome it. In Mark 6, from verse 4 to 6, there was so much unbelief in that city that Jesus could only heal a few sick folks. So faith is important. Faith is important. If we look at the Abimelech story between himself and Abraham, where Abraham was going into the city of Abimelech, and then he already told Sarah that this may happen if you are my sister. And they did so, and Abimelech took her and all of that, and he was going to take her in as his wife or so. And then God visited him. And of course, he repented, restored Abraham's wife. Why didn't you tell me that she's your wife and all of that? If you read all the way down, right, just for the sake of time, I will not go there. When that happened, that Abimelech did that, God closed the womb of everybody, including animals, everything in Abimelech's household. And then Abraham prayed for Abimelech. And what happened? God healed Abimelech and his household. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, I particularly went to this story to let us know that even if the sickness that you are battling with is as a result of a sin that you committed, is a consequence of a sin that you, even if God is willing to heal you. He took Abraham's wife, God rebuked him, he repented, the wounds of all of his household were still closed. Then Abraham prayed and God healed them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. So it may have been something that you did wrong, and that is why you have that thing on you and all of that. Hey! Listen. God wants to heal you. God wants to heal you. God wants to heal you. Nonetheless, God wants to heal you. 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 And I'll close. In Matthew chapter 5, from verse 25 to 34, we know the story. Woman with the issue of blood. She heard that Jesus had come into town. And she began to see, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. If I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. This is a woman who had been, for 12 years, bleeding. She had spent all that she had. She was not better, she grew worse. But she heard of Jesus, and she decided to rely on him. And she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. If I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And you know what? She touched his clothes and she was whole. Hallelujah. God is that willing. Is that willing. Jesus was going to Jairus' house to heal his daughter. The woman with the issue of blood just decided on her own that I will touch his clothes, I will be whole. I will touch his clothes, I will be whole. And then she went on, she touched Jesus' clothes, virtue went out of Jesus, and she was healed. 12 years issues. 12 years, and she was healed. If there's anything I need you to hear this morning, is that God is willing. He's so willing. He's so willing. Even if he instructed you to do something in the past so that you can be healed of that thing and you didn't do it, repent in your heart and take the healing that is yours now. He won't deny anybody. Hallelujah. He won't deny anybody. He won't deny anybody. He won't deny anybody. One thing that faith also tells us is that you have desires. You can be battling with two things, but your mind is more on the recent one. And you have adjusted and accommodated the other one. And you are not in faith for that one. Faith simply means, I have the desire to be healed of this condition, that condition, that condition. I acknowledge that God is present, his power is here, and I will be healed. Amen. 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 That's all the faith that you need. Not that you say, maybe I didn't have faith. Mm-mm. She said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. Stand to your feet. There's healing power here. There's healing power here. Now, if you need me to minister to you this morning, I'd like you to take a moment before you come out. reflect. Speak God's word a bit. Or release your faith. Let me put it that way. I mean, you don't need plenty. Just release your faith. I will go out. I will be touched. The power of God will come on me. I will be healed. I'll be healed. I'll be healed. It doesn't matter how many times I have been prayed for. This morning's own will be different. I will be healed. That's the faith that you need. That's all. That's the faith that you need. God is willing to come all the way to you to get you healed. So whatever it is, if it's in your liver, if it's in your kidney, if it's in your heart, if it's in your blood, if it's in your back, if it's in your leg, if it's in your hand, whatever it is, if it's a growth, whatever it is, you can be healed this morning. You can be healed this morning. You can be healed this morning. And if you are standing in for anybody who is probably far away, let me know when you come forward. You can be healed. They can be healed. Amen? There's healing power here. God is willing to heal those who are here, those who are online, those who are at home. Praise God. There's enough healing power. God is that willing. He 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 is that willing. Praise God. He is that willing. He is that willing. So he will make his power available. He will make his power available. He will make his power available. All the power that is needed to drive away that sickness, that disease, that infirmity. All the power of God that is needed to turn around that condition. God is that willing to make it available. Amen. So, if you're ready, come forward. The rest of us, please.